That's it for that round. That was the baby round. We had Baby Blue and we had Bossa Nova Baby. Bossa Nova Baby. We had Elvis Presley and we had Badfinger.
Badfinger.
Yeah, both are great.
Yeah, it's a good Badfinger song.
Yeah. Did you ever see, of course you did, Breaking Bad, and ended with that tune?
Oh, yeah.
Ended with Baby Blue.
Yeah.
Which brought that to another level, I think. Yeah. That song is now, you know, permanently entered into the lexicon of Breaking Bad and great TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, songs about, it was the baby round, but it could also be songs about meth. Baby Blue.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going Elvis, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it's kick-ass, it's Friday night, it's the Friday night fights, and without Elvis, you can't even have Badfinger or anybody else. I got to go Elvis Presley on that one. And it's such a great song.
It is.
And you're picturing him dancing around at the clam bake, getting a shrimp on the bobby, talking to his friends up in the huts, you know, dancing with the girls.
Stealing everyone's instruments.
Yep.
Not playing them.
He steals the instruments, doesn't play them, goes and talks to the hula girl for a second, then he gets on the phone for a minute. You know, he's always running around doing stuff. You want to watch a good stuff, go to an Elvis Beach Party. Watch one of those movies. Just great. Just go up and YouTube Elvis Beach Party, and you'll find Clam Bake. You'll find Bossa Nova Baby. You'll find some great songs by them. But, yeah, so I got to give that one to Elvis. How about yourself?
I'm giving it to Elvis, too.
You're going to give it to Elvis?
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. We got two for Elvis for the baby round there. Elvis a Badfinger. Go ahead and make your vote. So we already called Ice Cube the winner of the first round. The winner of the second round, we're going to give that one to Synchronicity 2. It was I'm Calling the Police. So the 80s gets a, by default, it was a civil round, a civil war round, 80s versus the 80s there. Actually, it wasn't. It was Mission Impossible was 79, and Synchronicity 2 was 83, but we'll give that one to the 80s. Elvis just got a vote. You guys want to put in votes for Friday Night Fights. We are here with you until 8 p.m. Hey, you want to read a PSA? You feel like doing one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got there?
I like the first one here, Autumn Outdoor Exercise.
Sure, go ahead.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm going to put a new environment in. This one's called Dawn in the Okefenokee. Let's see what the Dawn in the Okefenokee in the background is. Oh, it sounds like a frog or something. What's that? Oh, it sounds like we're in the woods. Yeah, I don't think I like that.
Yeah, I just got itchy.
I don't know about that. How about Dusk at the Okefenokee? I'm assuming it's an Okefenokee swamp. Yeah, that sounds a little more...
This is swampy.
Yeah, that's a little swampy.
Yeah, I'm starting to scratch the back of my neck.
I'm going to pick one here. Let me see. I think it's time for something bad. I think we're going to do the something bad round.
Here we go.
Yeah, so we're going to go on to round six, something bad. And I have two lined up for you. And these are two great songs, of course. And it's one from Jim Croce. I like to call him Jim Croce. But we got the Bad Bad Reloy Brown coming up, and we've got A Bad Case of Loving You for the Something Bad round this week here on the Friday Night Fights. Here we go. Make your vote at WMFO.org. DJ Chat. I'll be in there until 7:45. WMFO in Medford.
Brown. Now Leroy, morning. like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Listen to WMFO in Medford. A hot summer night, feel like a net. I've got to find my baby yet. I need you to soothe my head, turn my blue heart to red. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got WMFO in Medford. In the background, we got this Duran Duran medley, which is pretty sweet. It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO. That was the Something Bad round. We had Robert Palmer, and we had Jim the Crotch Crotchy with Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Brown, blah, blah, blah.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. I just picture him shooting dice, you know, down in Brooklyn or something. I picture him in Brooklyn, Leroy Brown. Where was he from? San Francisco?
The south side of Chicago.
Oh, of course. It's in the first line.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why.
South side of Chicago is a lot different now.
It's
I don't
a rough
think.
City.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But I mean,
nobody's shooting dice there anymore. shooting people. Shooting stuff. But great song. Both are great songs. What do you think about that ELO versus
I know,
Zeppelin?
I'm still thinking about
still
that.
Still thinking about
I
the number
like,
four?
I think I like Four Sticks. I think I like
really? Something. All right. All right.
Rick. I know. It was hard.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Billy Squier gets round three.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So we got Ice Cube. We got Synchronicity 2. We got Billy Squier. So the 80s won that round over Audio Slave. And number four, the number four, we already have a few votes for ELO. And we got one for Zeppelin. We got two for Zeppelin. I'm going to keep that one open. So the number four, Led Zeppelin versus ELO. What else we got open? Baby Round. Elvis is taking it by storm. Not one vote for Badfinger, even though it's a great song.
Great song, yeah.
Yeah, Elvis is taking that round, it looks like. We will hold off on announcing that. Something Bad, Jim Croce versus Robert Palmer. What do you think about that one?
I got to give it to Jim Croce. I love that song.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great. I wish he stuck around. I think he was one of those ones that died at like early 30s, 30, 32, 31. Maybe even 30.
Yeah, no, he was young. He only had put out a couple albums, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a shame.
Good songwriter.
I'm going to look it up because I like looking up things on Wikipedia.
I want to say it was like a helicopter accident.
No, he was driving, I think.
Oh, he was driving, okay.
He was 30. He was 30 years old, and I think he was going to a show, but let's see. Yeah, he was going to the Life and Times tour, scheduled for 45 dates. I'm pretty sure he got tired or something. Oh, their Beechcraft E-185, which is a plane, crashed into a tree shortly after takeoff. The other people killed in the crash were the pilot, his bandmates, the manager and the booking agent, and the road manager, and a comedian who was his opener. That's why I never opened for rock stars. I like to travel in Beechcraft.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. Ancient aircraft.
Anything with a propeller, keep me off. No
yep.
thanks.
Yep. Yep.
That just smells like disaster.
Flex, 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 flex. That's some good Duran Duran in there. I got a little medley of Prince in the background, too. We'll listen to that as we talk on the next round. Why don't you pick the next round? And then we will vote for Duran Duran versus Prince for that round as well. Even though we talked over most of it. It's great. You get the idea.
No, I think it's appropriate. It's kind of a background thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
You know, the medley never really had its moment, did it?
No.
People tried it out for a little bit, but it never really... took off as a fan favorite.
A lot of it is just like, I remember that filler. Song, and that song is better than this. That's pretty much it. Yeah. It was a medley. And then there was always the medley where, oh, I remember this song, and the artist liked it, but the fans hated it. So, I don't know. I liked Hooked on Swing. It's from like 82. It was like this one where they had like Beethoven and Count Basie and all kinds of crazy stuff on there.
Yeah. I probably heard it.
It's pretty awesome. Let's see. How about... How about the rockin' and rollin' round?
I was looking at rockin' and rollin'.
Yeah, let's do the rockin' and rollin' round. And this is going to start with another instrumental that you probably know from a man that's in prison, Gary Glitter with Rock and Roll Part 2. You guys will know that. If anybody has been to a sporting event, you will know this song. And then we will have Bob Seger after Gary Glitter. It's the rock and roll round here on the Friday Night Fights. Here with you till 8. Rock and roll never forgets, George. It's true. It's like an old friend. You know, an old friend you get along with, I should add, because there's plenty of old friends I know that just suck. Rock and roll never forgets, though. You're a rock and roller. Would you consider yourself a rock and roller?
Yeah, and I don't forget rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm a rock and roller. The best genre there is, in my opinion, rock and roll. You know? We got some other crap along the way. Disco, we got everything has its merits. Rap, hip-hop. What's one that people like to play with lately? Like bluegrass. I love bluegrass. Okay, name me 10 bands that are bluegrass ass. Go. And they can't even name one. You know what I mean? I love bluegrass.
They'll give you Billy Strings.
Is he?
Popular blue, like a contemporary kind of bluegrass.
You can just say Billy. I'm going to believe you. Yeah. Like Billy Strings sounds legit. Like sounds like a bluegrass guy.
Yeah. It's kind of psychedelic bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
weird. But yeah, that's kind of a hipster thing. People mm-hmm. are playing with bluegrass.
It's a little thunderstorm and a heartbeat in the background here. Oh, I thought we were going to play a little Prince over our talks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
Did you do your PSA?
No, didn't do the PSA yet either. I should probably do a PSA. We already got plenty in. I don't know. Somebody's like, do a PSA. I'm like, what am I, a puppet? All right, I'll do a PSA. You got it. I give the people what they want. I'll tell you that. Give the people what they want. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh fruit, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Have some lettuce, some kale, some carrots, some peas, some squash, some beans, some beets. Many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. Perhaps the number one are radishes because they grow quickly and you can eat the whole plant, top and bottom.
I like
top and bottom, like tops and tails, kid. Tops and bottoms, baby. In as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, search the web for what you want to grow. That's lazy. That's a lazy PSA.
That was a sneaky PSA to advertise for weed.
Yeah, yeah. It says optional, but I added it. I like to go the distance. But you don't just search the web. It's like, hey, guess what? You want to grow something? Go to the web. Ask Google. Siri, how do I grow radishes? Do you like radishes? I freaking hate them. Do you like them?
Yeah, I like a radish.
Do you?
A radish in a salad, yeah.
I like lettuce. Beets, no. Beans, a couple legumes I like. Legumes, peas aren't bad. I love a good pea. Love a good pea.
Like a pea pod.
Pea pod, sure. Yeah. Carrots, kale. Anything with a K in it I usually like. Kale's pretty good. It took me a while to get around to kale. I like mushrooms. Oh, my neighbor, I got a shout out to Artie. He gave me a whole bunch of tomatoes. Actually, I helped him grow them. We grew tomatoes together this summer, me and Artie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was giving him all my distilled water. I was doing the dehumidifier, and I was doing all the nice dehumidified water. So we used that as our hydroponic plant to make the tomatoes.
So these are a team
effort.
They
came out nice. Yeah, nice. I've got like 100 tomatoes. Right. I've just been picking them all week.
We got to make a nice sauce, kid.
Yeah, I'm going to make a sauce. Because otherwise, they're going to the skunks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good stuff. Oh, we got to talk about which one to pick for that one. That was
Bob Seger and...
Bob Seger?
I forget who we played.
Rock and Roll.
Gary Glitter,
of course. The great Gary Glitter. Not so great to the children he molested. He's a child molester. But... people seemed to like the Gary Glitter in the sports venues until they found out he was arrested for that. And then all of a sudden, he's the Cosby of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Glitter. But he's got some great tunes.
He does.
He's got the Touch song. Joan Jett always gives him a little props there. He always gets paid for that. So we just paid Gary Glitter a few pennies on the dollar for his canteen.
Take it on the chin.
His canteen's going to be filled tonight.
That's what
he prison.
Said.
Yeah. I think he's like 82 years old. And he got out because he's old. And they're like, he's fine. And then all of a sudden, the first thing he did was like look at like young websites.
Oh, you're
of
kidding
kids.
Me?
Yeah, stupid. Because they stupid say bastard.
The risk of recidivism at that age. Is,
yeah.
I was on a jury once.
Yeah, yeah. I was on a grand jury too.
Yeah. And at that age, you know, they argue.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That it perpetually drops. But
yeah,
I guess not.
No,
he's living proof.
Hey, you look at Shawshank Redemption. Brooks couldn't hack it. Remember Brooks?
Well, Brooks
was
least...
here. He goes and kills himself. He goes outside, and then he's working at like the Market Basket, the old Piggly Wiggly, whatever it is. And then
society,
he's like, hey, boss, I got to pee.
Yeah. He couldn't.
Yeah,
he couldn't adapt.
He couldn't adapt. I understand that. Yeah,
but at least Brooks didn't go out and like.
He went out like the guy from Audioslave, Chris Cornell. He just freaking, he's like, I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep going back to that Chris Cornell.
I know. It's these moments.
It's like,
yeah, it's the moments. So I'm going to go, I'm going to go Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Because he's got the gravelly voice, the great rock and roll voice. And I just blast that song. I played it on the way here. And, you know, I prepped this and I listened to the songs beforehand. But, man, I played that one a few times. You're a little bit older and a lot. Yeah.
I don't ever turn off Bob Seger.
Sweet 16's turning 31.
No.
Right? Imagine Sweet 16 now for me is like, you know, 54. You know, Sweet 16's turning 54. Yeah. As long as she's all right, who cares? Right?
As long as she's
a rock and roll and she's ages like wine, who cares?
That's right.
Yeah, and Bob Seger was all about it, too. So I'm going Seger on that one.
Yeah, I'm going Seger.
I saw him, too. He was great. He's all done. He went out with class. He did a nice final farewell, and he stayed final farewell. It's not like freaking Who that come back every 2 months.
Well, it's
a
marketing.
Tour.
Oh, where's our last time?
Who's left?
Get it in while you can.
Yeah, I know. Elton John, it's like he's been saying goodbye Yellow Brick Road for like 14 years. It's like, go away, you fairy. For God's sake. All right. Baby round, Elvis won. We're giving that to Elvis. And round six, Something Bad. Oh, we didn't. Did we vote for? I didn't vote for that one. We didn't vote for Jim Croce versus Robert Palmer.
I voted for Jim Croce.
I gotta vote for Robert Palmer on that one. Bad Case of Loving You, great tune. Now I'll go Jim Croce. Now I'll go Rob. See, that one's tough for me.
That's a tough one, right?
Something Bad. And that Hot Summer Nights, it just comes in banging. I'm gonna give it the Friday Night Fight at Jim Croce. I'm giving it Jim Croce.
Okay.
Because Bad Leroy Brown, he's got the razor in his shoe.
He's coming to the fight.
Yeah.
Prepared.
And if Robert Palmer and Jim Croce got into a fight, Jim Croce's winning. I'm giving it to Jim Croce that round. Yep. I'm not even gonna take any more votes from anybody. Jim Croce has won round six.
Well, Robert Palmer might have a razor in his shoe. All those women around, he might be a pimp.
Yeah, I bet he was.
He might have
He's
been.
He's dead. So is Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's dead on this list. That's what's sad.
Yeah.
Billy Squire's still going. Ice Cube's still going. Bailey. Ice Cube used to be black, and now he's kind of like a charcoal.
What? Like the... He's
a little grayish.
Pigmentation's getting a little lighter. Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Jones got blacker as he got older. Isn't that odd? He was Scottish. He was white, and he was so tan, he became a black man.
I saw him on something recently. He was, like, on The Voice or something. He belted something out. He sounded great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. Fantastic. And girls are throwing underwear, and they're throwing...
Still.
Yeah, they're throwing scarves and underwear and themselves, everything. And this is... I saw him when he was in his 70s. Now he's, like, I don't know, 97 or something.
He's got swagger.
He's still got it.
Yeah.
He's still got it. Should have the Tom Jones round. Play a little Thunderball next time. Oh, yeah. I don't know. This could be the last show. We don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow. Supposedly the new schedule will be up. WMFO.org. We'll have the new schedule. 2007 I've been here since. It's 2024. This is the thanks I get. I don't know when my show's going to be. Ridiculous. I have anxiety every semester. When the kids come back now. When the kids come back. I get scared. I get worried. It's like No Country for Old Men. They just want to get rid of me. They're like, is he over? Is he over 30? We want to get rid of the whole entire staff. It's not true, but it's fun. It's fun to say. Let's see. We got. What should we do next? We got How Was Your Day? We have the knockout round. We have the medley round. We're going to play the Prince one, too, because we played the Duran Duran one eventually. The work round. We got the gold round. Songs about you and me. We have the knife fight. We have Battle of the Boston Bands, the Superman round, the King round, and the goodbye round. What do you think, George?
I think we got to go songs about you and me.
Songs about you and me. All right. These are two songs. Coincidentally, you and me, they're in the title. We got one that is from ABC, band from the 80s, and we also have one from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's the Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with my brother George Wolfenden, and we are judging. It's what we like to do. We judge here on the Friday Night Fights, and you should judge too at djchat@wmfo.org. Here's ABC.
Between you and me. Between you. Between you. and the road ahead. Wherever that wind might blow, wherever that river rolls, you know I will go with you. Looking over
is the purple medley in the background.
Oh, I already like it more.
Than the Duran Duran, really?
Out. No, yeah, because yeah. It starts out with the bat dance.
Oh, it starts out with the, yeah, that's a weird one to start with, but when you think of Prince, it's yeah. Starting with the bat dance.
Love that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's weird, though, because it's like it's got new vocals by him. And it's got some different instruments and stuff.
Yeah, but I noticed there was like some like steel drum there with the Dove's Cry.
Yeah.
Whatever that
is.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
That is nice.
It's kind of neat. I'm a huge Duran Duran fan. I like this, but I love the Duran Duran. So my vote's for Duran Duran.
You're not a bigger Prince fan?
I love Prince, but Duran Duran's got my vote for this one. It's okay. Good. It's not great. And the picks for what they do... Like it's got Erotic City.
Erotic
City, kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. I yeah. like how it has different instruments. This is yeah. kind of cool.
It is good.
Yeah. It is a little silly.
Like
though.
This part.
Yeah.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
Because like that was all re-recorded. Because Darling Nikki doesn't go like that at all.
No.
You know. But I like how they throw in like this part.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. What'd you think of the last round?
So the last round.
You and me.
We had the you and me round. We had ABC with How to Be a Zillionaire album with Between You and Me, and we also had Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with You and Me. I'm going to go Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on that, much as I love ABC. I just think it's a better song.
It is a better song, I think, yeah. ABC is great.
Yeah, I saw them live. They were fantastic. You
still
got to
good.
See them.
Yeah.
They were great. This is our round 8, actually. We got quite a few more votes that came in on the chat line, so I want to acknowledge everybody for voting. Thank you for voting. We had a few more for Bad Bad Leroy Brown. We had a couple in there for Robert Palmer. We had Zeppelin. We had quite a few for Bob Seger. We had a comment that the guest has won the PSA round, so your PSA was better than my PSA. Right. I think because I was bitching about fruit or vegetables or whatever I was bitching about.
You got distracted.
Yeah, I got distracted. It wasn't a great PSA. Your PSA was professional. Mine was very unprofessional. But I... You know, sometimes I Sometimes when I'm unprofessional, I soar, but just not that time. And this is kind of neat. Kind of stops you with... And he ends it with that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd, but it's pretty good. So I'm going Duran Duran on that round for the medley. So yeah. If anybody wants to chime in on the Duran Duran versus Prince, George is giving one to Prince.
I'll give one to Prince in that one.
And I'm going to take the Duran Duran for the medley round there. If anybody wants to vote for that, you can do that on the chat. Let me just give you a quick run. So we got a few for Songs About You and Me, ABC, and Tom Petty. Let me give you the winners so far. The winners, Ice Cube versus Love and Kisses. The winner was Ice Cube. Billy Squier versus Audio Slave. The winner was Billy Squier. Jim Croce versus Robert Palmer. The official winner is Jim Croce on that one. The baby round was Elvis versus Badfinger. Elvis won. Badfinger did not receive a vote at all for that round. Rockin' and Rollin' round, we have a blowout there too. Bob Seger gets all the votes there for the Rockin' Rollin' round, beating out Gary Glitter. The only one we got open right now is Tom Petty versus AABC. The number four, Led Zeppelin and ELO, our first tie. We have a tie for Led Zeppelin and ELO. So it was a tie for the number four. Both great songs, like we said, Four Sticks versus Four Little Diamonds. It's a tie.
It's a tough one.
So if anybody does want to vote that hasn't voted, Led Zeppelin versus ELO could use your vote. And for I'm Calling the Police, the Police are always the winners there. The winner over Message in a Bottle was Synchronicity 2, we considered the better song. So now we will go into another round here. And I don't know if you've been playing along there, George, but we have How Was Your Day? We have the knockout round, the work round, the gold round, the battle of the Boston bands, the knife fight, the Superman round, the King round, and the goodbye round.
We got to fit in the knife fight.
Yeah, we got to fit in the knife fight. I've had the knife fight on here for about 6 weeks, and nobody has picked it. And we got to play it today. It's two great, great songs. I'm just going to play the songs, and we will talk about them after we play them. It's the knife fight round here on the Friday Night Fights. Who doesn't love a good knife fight? Who doesn't love a good knife fight on Friday Night Fights?
Yeah. reflection. Stiletto. You don't really mind the pain. You don't mind the pain.
All right, it's the Knife Fight. One more. It's from Bryan Adams. So for sake of time, we will talk over Cuts Like a Knife. Driving home this
evening. We've heard this one before.
We've heard it all before. We've heard it all. Stiletto, great song.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, that's a deep cut, well,
that's
too.
That's another
deep
one.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Edward is here. He just cast his vote for Zeppelin, so Zeppelin has won over ELO for the number four round. And this one's a great song, but I'm going to go Stiletto on this one.
Yeah, if we're talking Knife Fight, just the whole song, the lyrics are just... very playing into the genre here. Mm-hmm. Right?
So we got a couple for Billy Joel. And we'll see what we get there on the chat. We got a few people on the chat. Stiletto and a Blade, What Every Gal Needs. That's what came in on the chat. So we got another one for Billy Joel. And we'll have to do the goodbye round, I think, for the last one. I don't know. Let me look at some other things that I got here. Goodbye round's okay.
Anything else on here that's been sitting for a few weeks you've been meaning to get to?
Eh, I could save them. How was your day? The Kinks versus the Hooters. I had the knockout round with Neil Sedaka versus LL Cool J. I had Steely Dan versus Loverboy. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Loverboy always wins. Working for the Weekend.
Working for the Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty Work's great song.
Dirty Work's fantastic.
But Working for the Weekend's great song.
One of the few Donald Fagen does not sing.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuts Like a Knife. Battle of the Boston Bands. It was Aerosmith versus Boston. That was the spoiler alert. Superman round's kind of tame. That one's pretty good. It was Donovan versus Five for Fighting. It was kind of a chilly laid-back round. Well, the King round's pretty good, actually. It had King for a Day by Thompson Twins versus King of Pain by the Police. The goodbye round, I think that's what we're going to do. And we were talking about this one, so I put up, as always, there's a million songs about goodbyes. So I think we're going to end with Springsteen doing Further On Up the Road. But I'll play a little bit of the Wilburys for you, end of the line. We don't have to vote on this one. So last moments to get your votes in. We are going to the final round here of the final show of the Friday Night Fights. This was like summer stock for me. It was like, what do I do for the summer? I think I'll do the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. And it was fun. This was a fun show.
I think it was very, audience participation, engaging. Mm-hmm. You got the crowd to vote in. You had a lot of engagement with your guests while you did it. It was fun.
Yeah.
You picked a lot of... tracks that I don't think we get to hear a lot of.
Yeah, I try to mix it up a little bit. So the formula is there. Whether it comes back or not, it's anybody's guess. We'll know by the weekend.
The big meeting.
I'll make a, the meeting has already happened, but it's just a matter of what's going to happen. We'll see. So it's the end of the line, George. I guess we'll just leave it with the Wilburys here, and we'll let Edward take over. He's here coming up. He's ready to go. So you love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Fantastic. Love the Wilburys album.
This is from the original Wilburys, Volume 1.
Yeah.
And then there was Volume 3, because they had a little tongue-in-cheek, those Wilburys. Did you know the liner notes were written by Eric Idle and Michael Palin for Volume 1 and Volume 3?
I think I did know that.
From the Python, which was cool. So that was pretty nice. And one of the best supergroups of all time, if not the best supergroup of the all time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's arguable.
It's
something to fight about on another Friday night fight, maybe.
Yeah, a supergroup category wouldn't be bad. I'm trying to think of another supergroup that I can compare them to, but nothing comes to mind.
Yeah. We're going to give Billy Joel the stiletto as the win. And it looks like the 80s pretty much won the Friday night fights once again. They got the most votes, as they always do.
Yeah.
The 70s won once, and then I had to, and then I said, no, it was a tie.
Yeah.
I messed up one of them. So the 80s is always winning.
That's your audience for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. They're just great songs, too. Well, thanks for coming in, George.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me. Fun as always.
We'll do something again one day. One of these days here at WMFO. Edward's coming up next. I'm going to leave you with Springsteen further on up the road. Good night, time travelers. Thanks for listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Just do it.